What's up, everybody? This is Neil Real, and this is Let's Please God, the ministry that helps you stay right with God and have victory over the enemy and over sin in the power of Jesus Christ. So today we are talking about gynocentrism and whether or not it's compatible with God. Is a gynocentric society something God would accept? Is it right? So we're going to learn what gynocentric society looks like and what the definition of gynocentric is and just kind of come to a conclusion. First of all, I want to read an article from Wikipedia. This is a Wikipedia post here about gynocentrism. And it says that gynocentrism is a dominant or exclusive focus on women in theory or practice or to the advocacy of this. Anything can be considered gynocentric when it is concerned exclusively with a female or feminist point of view. And so the word gynocentric or gynocentrism, gyno means woman, and then centrism means center. So woman is the center. So it's going to read a few parts of this Wikipedia article here. Nathanson and Young state that ideologically, the overriding focus of gynocentrism is to prioritize females hierarchically, and as a result may be interpreted as misandry, which is the hatred of and prejudice towards men. Feminists call for equality are often, according to them, a subterfuge for gynocentrism. So subterfuge is deception, you know. So when they talk about equality, when they talk about equity, it's really about gynocentrism. We talked about our men and women equal in the last sermon. So this is what the article is stating here. Continuing on, they say they define gynocentrism as a worldview based on the implicit or explicit belief that the world revolves around women. A cultural thing that they claim has become, I'm not going to say that word there, behind the scenes in law courts and government bureaucracies, resulting in systematic discrimination against men. They further state that gynocentrism is a form of essentialism as distinct from scholarship or political activity on behalf of women, to the extent that it focuses on the innate virtues of women and the innate vices of men. Some authors make discriminations between individual gynocentric acts and events, such as Mother's Day, and the more general concept of a gynocentric culture, which refers to a larger collection of cultural traits that have major significance in the way people's lives were lived. Some postmodern feminists, such as Nancy Fraser, question the assumption of a stable concept of woman, which underlines all gynocentrism. Nathanson and Young make a comparable claim that gynocentrism is a form of essentialism as distinct from scholarship or political activity on behalf of women, to the extent that it focuses on the innate virtues of women. Nathanson and Young add that this worldview is explicitly misandric too, because it not only ignores the needs and problems of men, but also attacks men. Christina Hoff Summers has argued that gynocentrism is anti-intellectual and holds an antagonistic view of traditional scientific and creative disciplines, dismissing many important discoveries and artistic works as masculine. Summers also writes that the presumption of objectivity ascribed to many gynocentrist theories have stifled feminist discourse and interpretation. Feminist writer Linda Burns emphasizes that gynocentrism calls for a celebration of women's positive differences, of women's history, myths, arts, and music, as opposed to an assimilationist model privileging similarity to men. However, observed in practice, the preeminence of women associated with gynocentric narratives is often seen as absolute, interpersonally, culturally, historically, politically, or in broader social contexts such as popular entertainment. As such, it can shade into what Rosalind Coward calls womanism, a sort of popularized version of feminism which acclaims everything women do and disparages men. The Men Going Their Own Way, or MGTOW, M-G-T-O-W, community describes themselves as a backlash against the misandry of gynocentrism. That's most of the article. So the rest of it is nothing really there, but the link is in the sermon notes. So that's what that is there. So we have to accept whether or not this is actually happening, you know. So I want to share some points about this first. First, at the end, you heard that there's a movement called the MGTOW movement, the men going their own way. And I encourage anybody to look into that, especially women. If you're concerned with this idea of a woman-centered society and how the other side views it, men, you could look at MGTOW. And I encourage men also, married or single or whatever, to look at that movement as well and see what they're saying. Now, you will find that some of them are just guys that are upset that they got divorced or they've been mistreated by women. And so they're just kind of voicing that. But when you look deeper, you'll see a string of cases. You'll see a string of behaviors that's going on. And they kind of come up and say, you know, this is some kind of systematic thing against us, that there's something coming against us as men, you know, our masculinity and so forth. And so they've decided that they're going to go their own way. In other words, I'm not going to go the way of the woman. The woman wants me to get married. The woman wants me to go here. The woman wants me to please her. The woman wants me to do this, do that. And it seems like everything is about her. They're saying, no, I'm just going to go my own way. So a lot of these guys are not getting married, or they're after the divorce. They're choosing not to date women or get married. And they're just going their own way. A lot of them are working on self-improvement, trying to build up their wealth, trying to get in the gym, buy some properties, you know, et cetera, et cetera. That's what they're doing. They're saying, we're not even dealing with women. Now, they are, in some cases, meaning that a great percentage of them still are having sex with women, but they're not going to have a relationship with them. And some of them are saying that they're going monk, where meaning that they're not having sex, you know, they're just being celibate. There's no masturbation, no nothing. They're just saying. So these are these guys' choices, and that's one movement. The other movement that kind of comes out of that is called the Red Pill movement. And this is men who have decided to deal with women but switch the game on them. So they've discovered that the women have been running a game on men when it comes to dating. And so they said, well, we're going to date women, but we're going to flip the script on them. So instead of us spending all this money on women and not getting sex or getting relationships and not having any control or leadership in the relationship, we're going to flip it to where, you know, we're using them for sex and we have them in a rotation. And that's what men say. They got a rotation. They got three or four women that they sleeping with, that the women do stuff for them. And they're the alpha male and they run the show, and the women submit to them, but they have no intention of marrying these women. And so these kind of rotations only last for a couple of years. Then they get some more women, they do it with that. And so that's their solution to this problem. They're saying, well, I'm going to just do that. Now, red pill doesn't mean that, I mean, all men are doing that. Red pill is just information about female nature and what's going on in the country, and the nature of women and what's going on, what's being used. So they start to break down that this is what women are doing. This is how you should not fall for it. An example, a woman wants to friend zone you. She's saying, I don't really like you, but I'll take your attention, your time, your money, your free dates, but I'm never going to give you. So they say, don't fall for that. Learn not to, if a woman does that, just step away from it and say, well, I don't want to be your friend. I'm going to just go away, you know. So red pill is about information. But then men are taking that information and saying, okay, I'm going to start dating women, but I'm going to pretty much pimp them on some level. You know, women have been pimping men on some level, but now they want to flip the game around and use the women for what they want to do. And so I encourage you to look at this stuff, and just, it's interesting to see what's going on. I've been following, you know, several channels and looking at what they're saying. And it's interesting to see a lot of what they're saying is also linking up with the Bible. So I'm seeing scriptures alignment, but everything ain't right. Okay, obviously you can't use women for sex and just having a rotation, stuff like that. Stuff is wrong. It's fornication. It's creating more whoredoms and, you know, and all that kind of stuff. So they're also promoting something called alpha male. Alpha male is the first letter in the Greek alphabet, meaning to be the first. In other words, in a relationship, the man is the first. And so they're trying to get back to the patriarchal man is the head, the woman is to submit and follow. And so the men are kind of reverting back to that, to where they're saying, we're not going to be the betas, which is what they call a beta male, which is he's second to his wife or second to his girlfriend or second to women, where he's going around following the program that this gynocentric society has programmed him to follow. So he's buying gifts. He's making the woman his first thing, his priority, his world, his everything, putting his desires second to hers and making everything about her. They're saying, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to be alpha. And so I see a lot of these guys returning back to patriarchy. So they're saying, basically, if I do get in a relationship with a woman, this is how it's going to be. So that's just something to look at. And so ultimately, like I say, I look at these destinations as the restoration of patriarchy and grounded families. Okay, not all these guys are right, but the guys who do want families, they're going to rebuild and it's going to be a patriarch. You know, and the reason why this is going to happen, because it's inevitable. Genesis chapter 3, verse 16 says that even though the woman will want to desire to control her husband, he will rule over you. That's what the Bible says. So this is not a command. It's simply what's going to happen. The woman in society will get over at some point, but eventually the men are going to get back in control. You know, it's going to fall. Nature is going to always reset itself. So I encourage you to, you know, just look at those things. You go on YouTube, anywhere, social media, different places, in MGTOW. I encourage all men to look at MGTOW, look at Red Pill, Alpha Male, and let's look at that stuff. You know, just look at it. I'm not saying you accept everything or do everything, but just look at it. And for the women as well, look at that stuff. Based off this article about gynocentrism, I believe we're in one. A gynocentric society, and I don't believe God supports this. We had several scriptures in the last sermon about men and women being equal, and I looked at that, and anybody from the Word of God can show you that that's not what God is in favor of. A gynocentric society is not what God favors. This is not what He wants, okay? So I'm going to give you some examples of a gynocentric society, some things that I believe speaks to gynocentrism in America, any other country in the Anglosphere. All right. Here's about 13 examples. I'm going to just read them off and kind of explain them to you. So you often hear news headlines. You'll read a news headline. It'll say something like this. 250 migrants killed in boat capsizing, including 16 women. You're like, well, why did they emphasize the women? Like, everybody's died. It's 250 people that died. Why don't you just say that? Why are you emphasizing women as if women are special? 16 women died. And so it's almost like, okay, we care now because 16 women died out of 250 people who were probably, you know, males and grown men or whatever, young boys and grown men. You see how they do that? They always include and the women. They didn't even mention children. So stuff like that, there's a highlight to make you care, I guess, because men die every day. Who cares? But when women die, let me highlight to let you know that, you know, just something to think about. Number two. In this country, you're told never to put your hands on a woman, even if she puts her hands on you. So it's not right for a man to hit a woman, but a woman can hit a man. Okay. She can thrash out, get angry and upset, whatever, hit him. But if he does it, he's committing assault. He can go to jail. You see how that's, both of them is physical abuse, you know, but yet it's okay for the woman to do it, but not the man. You know, and I know, oh, he's stronger, he's bigger, you know, but still, it's not. Another example, number three, man kills his wife because she was emotionally abusing him. He's a villain. Right? Wife kills her husband for physical abuse. She's a hero and she was practicing self-defense. Now, both of them are going to get time, but she's looked at as a hero and she was practicing self-defense. Both of them killed the other one, but the way it's skewed, it's like the man's a villain. The woman, she was practicing self-defense. She's not that bad. She stood up for herself. Even though this man stood up for himself, he got tired of the emotional abuse and he killed his wife. He shouldn't have did it. The fact of the matter is both outcomes are the same, yet the woman is looked at as a hero and she was practicing self-defense. She's not that bad. Okay. Number four. It's rare to find someone who both believes and respects a man who says he's being abused. Usually he's met with laughter. So guys can't even talk about, hey, my wife is degrading me at home, talking down to me, mistreating me. Sometimes I remember a guy just sharing with me via Facebook. He said, my wife is beating on me, man. So I got a divorce. He said, I know it's kind of shameful to say, but that's what was happening. You know, I didn't shame him for it. I said, man, that's messed up. He was hitting him. But we if a man says this, he's laughed at. No one cares. Still abuse, whether emotional or physical, it's still abuse. But yet they don't care. He's supposed to be tough. He's supposed to take it. Why? He's a human being. He has feelings just like women. Why is it that his pain doesn't matter? But hers does. You see, this is a gynocentric society. Here's another one. Number five, women can call men dogs. But as soon as a man calls a woman a bitch, he's disrespectful and this is abusive behavior now. So women get upset when they hear the B word and rap songs and all this kind of stuff. But these same women are walking around telling men are dogs. Men are dogs. Well, a bitch ain't nothing but a female dog. But somehow it's derogatory when it's and evil when a man is saying it. But when a woman is saying it to the man, it's acceptable. You know, they say this in talk shows all the time. Men are dogs and this, that, and the other. Once again, why the double standard? What's going on here? Well, gynocentric society. Number 6, women are usually awarded custody of the children in a divorce proceeding when women are really not equipped to raise children on their own. Okay, women are the weaker vessel. They need protection for themselves. And now they have to protect little children. You know, it's best for them to go to the man. He's obviously a lot stronger, emotionally stable. Yet, they're given to the woman, the weaker vessel. Men bring emotional stability. So you got a woman now trying to be emotionally stable with children. And it's a mess. And then a woman can't necessarily train a boy up to be a man because all she got is feminine energy. So, and then the girl grows up and not understanding what a father looks like. You see, but they're always awarded to the woman. Usually 95% of the time they're awarded to the woman. And that's because this is a gynocentric society. To add to that, number 6, men will never be right about children the way women are. You've heard this before. It's almost like because women birth children that they're more capable of raising up children, as if men are callous. They don't know how to take care of children. Where did that come from? That's his offspring. That's another human being. He can raise a child just as much as a woman can. But gynocentric society, women are better at raising children. This is what they're teaching us. And to continue on in the next point, number 8, sitcoms depicting married couples often display the wife and the mother as the voice of reason and the husband, father, as the buffoonish idiot. So the father don't know how to take care of the kids. He's stupid. He might injure the kids some kind of way. Stuff like he's endangering the children. He's not good at raising them. He's goofy. And just going away from the children right now, just back to just him being a husband. You look at these sitcoms, and this is we're programmed by these sitcoms, by the way. You look at this stuff and laugh, but they're disrespecting the man. They're saying something about the man. He's incapable of being a leader. He has to fall to his wife and listen to his wife. She's the one of reason. The Bill Cosby show, Claire Huxtable. She was the wise one. Bill had to submit to her in some cases. Even though he was a little clown, he had to submit to her because she was the wise one. She was the smart one, you see? And we watch that and laugh, but we're programmed to think that that's the way it is. Women are smarter than men. They need to be the leaders, okay? Number 9, all the 80s and 90s R&B songs. Just listen to them. Put that woman first. Jaheim had a song, Put the Woman First. There's other songs where a man is saying, I'll catch a grenade for you. I'll die for you. And it was a song about a woman mistreating him. But he said, I'll still die for you. I'll still take a grenade for you. It was a hit. Real catchy tone, but it's like, seriously, man. I mean, I get all my riches for you. I'll trade all my riches just to have you. Is this what God tells men to do in scripture? Did you see any of that? No, but these songs programmed us. And men, we grew up listening to all this stuff. They were catchy tunes. And we thought that's how we're supposed to be with women. It's a gynocentric society. And we were being programmed by sitcoms and music. The media, okay? Number 10, men were made for women to open doors, serve their food, fix their tires, move furniture, buy them gifts. Take them places, make them happy. A lot of women in this country believe that men are supposed to make them happy. He's supposed to make me happy. That's what he's here for. I remember a guy saying, I'm in a car with 4 women. The car broke down. I think the tire got jacked up. They all turned to him and as they pulled over, as if he was supposed to be the one to get out and fix the car. Now, we all know that men know how to do these things, but why is he's the one to take up the slack when something happens? Why do he has to be the one that go out and handle that? Why come some of them don't know how to train to change a tire? Why not? You know what I'm saying? It's just a tire. You know, you got tools, you go in, you do the thing, you switch it out. But it's the men work for us. The men are here for us. They take care of us, you know, come out and protect us. Okay. This is a gynocentric society. Men are slaves to the women, okay? These women, they grow up thinking this. The man's going to buy me stuff. This is what he's here for. Make me happy. Take care of me. Do things for me. They were taught that. This is about women, all right? And we men believe it, and we try to do it at the expense of ourselves. There should be a balance. Not saying we don't take care of women, but at the same time, we take care of ourselves as well. It's not a balance, though. We also consider it selfish when we decide we're going to work on ourselves first. So it's a gynocentric society. You know, just another example. Mother's Day, number 11. Mothers are showered with parties, expensive dinners, and gifts. Father's Day come around, the dude gets some socks and a tie. We've seen this happen. No respect, no real respect for fathers. Even though these men have laid the groundwork for civilizations. Ain't no woman did that. They're not building buildings. They're not getting up on skyscrapers and being vigilant and doing the dangerous work that, where they could lose their life. But yet he gets some dress socks and a tie. These men are not being honored the way they should. Why? Because we live in a gynocentric society. Mother's Day is just big. Father's Day, it comes and goes. It's forgotten. Why? Because the emphasis is on women. All right. Number 11. Marriage. Man proposes on one knee in submission. Has to wait at the altar as the woman struts down the aisle in a large white dress for all eyes to see. So the whole marriage thing, the proposal, that's all woman centered. It's all about her. He gets down on one knee to show his submission and her reverence and who she is, that she's above him. All of that is a symbolization of what's going on in this country. She's above him. Okay, she's the prize. She's the queen. Okay, and he gets down on one knee and shows that he is smaller and below her. And then, of course, he's waiting on her at the altar. In some other cultures, this would be laughable, but this is what's happening in this gynocentric society. The man sits there with his small little suit on, waiting for the woman to come down this huge gown, dress, and she's the center of attention. This big dress, and she's this, and what are we saying? It's about her. This is her day. It's about her. Okay? Gynocentric society. 13. Last one here. Women can walk around with their breast, butt, legs, and vaginas exposed. These yoga pants, these leggings, now they ain't wearing no panties on, so you can see the outline of their vagina. Okay? Completely exposed. All right? They might as well not have any kind of pants on. Breasts out, legs out. But if a man does something similar, he's considered indecent exposure. Women are breaking the law basically by being indecent. They're exposing themselves, yet they get away with it. Now let me go outside with my thing hanging out. Or let me go outside with some kind of sock on my thing where I'm gonna just let it hang out, y'all, but I ain't gonna let you see it. I'm gonna just let it hang out. Just walk around. You know, let me walk around with my shirt open. It's amazing to me. It's amazing to me what we're living in. But this is a gynocentric society. All right. So is in God favor of this stuff? No, I don't believe he is. And I believe we are in a gynocentric society. These are examples to just show you that. Yeah, there's still men CEOs and this, that, and the other. But gynocentric is not a matriarchy. Gynocentric is not about matriarchy is when you see women in leadership, where they all have all these leadership. Everybody's a woman and they're a leader. If all the presidents of every company and all the presidents of the country and they're all women everywhere you go, and it's the manager's a woman, that's a matriarchy. Okay. Gynocentric society just means the focus is on women. They're the highlight. Okay. So I know people could try to argue, well, men are running the show still. And this. No, it's not. Okay. They bow down to those women. They do what they say because everything is centered around them. We're there. So those are examples of a gynocentric society. I believe we're in one. And this means that, men, this is a war against your masculinity. It's a war against you. Okay. They don't want you to be a man. They don't want you to be a patriarch. They don't want you to lead. They don't want you to rule your house. They want you to be a servant to women. Okay. And this is against nature. This is foul, it's evil, it's wicked. And it's Satan doing this. It's not women. These women, they just going by their emotions and being controlled by Satan. And it's stimulating their desire to be in rulership. But because there's nobody standing up and saying, look, we don't want this. We, you know, they're getting away with it. Okay. Ladies, imagine one of your ribs disconnecting from your rib cage and stabbing you in the heart. That's what's happening to men. Women were made from the rib of a man. Okay. She was formed from the rib of a man. And it's almost like his own rib. It's been moving around in his body and just stabbing him in the heart. You know, that's how women are being used today against men. Even at a young age with boys, the boys are being feminized. They're getting the masculinity punched out of them. They're being told that masculine traits are wrong. They're toxic. You know, there's something called toxic masculinity now. They're trying to promote effeminate stuff with something called the new masculinity. I don't know if anybody's seen. Well, a lot of people have seen the cover, I think, GQ, I think. Some men's magazine, but they got a guy on the cover, look like he wearing a big old dress. They're saying a new masculinity. And they expect us to accept this. It's just, it's amazing. You know, it's very, very, very offensive to me to see this guy in particular, this artist doing that. And then for this message to be projected at us as if we're supposed to accept that, you know. It's just very offensive to me because, and I'm a man and I want to be all the man that God created me to be. And this is extremely offensive to me. You know, this society is offensive to me. You know, when I go places, I just see a lot of stuff where it's something, somebody's being torn down as a man. When I go to Starbucks, I see these males working behind the counter and they just gotta be effeminate. They gotta be effeminate. They're either gay or they effeminate. And they get along because they have to be that way. I see no masculine men back there. I see a few that seem that way, but they seem to get along. I'm like, how are you doing that in the midst of all that female energy and the feminism? There's women who proclaim, they work there. I'm a feminist, this, that, and the other. And it's just, I hate it. It's just tearing down men, and men are trying to fit in. And they don't understand what they're in. This is against them. This is something against them. And all they're doing is stimulating the evil side of women, you know, which is that curse of Eve. So the attack is on men, not the women. The women are indirectly attacked because once you lose men, you're going to lose your protection. And, you know, it's just going to get worse for women, too. So it's just insane for a woman to compete with a man when they're built to work together. You have women thinking to themselves, look, I got to beat him. I got to make more money than him. You know, I have to be the dominant one in a relationship. I'm going to get the last word. It's crazy. We got to get back to the scriptures and look at how God created us. We're both supposed to work together. Okay. Different roles, but we work together and we take care of one another. This is crazy. So women, you got to look at this. If you're thinking like that, Satan got your mind. It's as simple as that. Satan has your mind. You can't fall for that. I don't care what happened with some man in your life, your father, your boyfriend, your husband or whatever. Your enemy is not the man. It's Satan. The war is against you, ladies. And the war is against the family and men, women, the family, your children, everything. Nature. Okay, the roles are being switched. These are natural biological roles that are being flipped. And ladies, you got to look at that and not get along. Don't jump on this bandwagon with everybody else. And I'm not saying you're a feminist, but you are agreeing with some of their philosophies. That's the problem. You're letting society infect your mind. You can't let that happen. All right. So equality can't exist between the sexes, for one will always dominate the other. In this case, women will take the lead. Women always take the lead. If any man saying this is about equality, the woman's going to take the lead. So men have to stand up. There is no equality. Right. And women have to agree. There is no equality. And they'll stay in their proper position. But anytime you want to claim equality, somebody's going to take it because a woman and man are not equal. You cannot make it doesn't work. If you give her more power or whatever in the relationship to equalize the two, she's going to take over because she's not supposed to be there. You see, her nature is to dominate. So if you give her more room, she's just going to dominate the man some kind of way if he lets her. So the scriptures are clear. He will rule over her. That's what his job is. There is no equality. Okay, so anytime somebody want to go with equality, that's like a middle ground. Now, we know that most women are dominating men in relationships now, but there's other men like myself who believe in this equality thing. Men and women should be equal, this, that, and the other. however the man kind of leads, but at the same time, she gets a say and it's, you know, no. Okay. Yes, you can listen to your woman's advice, et cetera, et cetera. But at the same time, there's a hierarchy. There's a role for each gender, and it must be respected. Okay. You can't have them flipped around. Right. This is what's happening in this country and the rest of this gynocentric societies. This scripture here, it says, every wise woman build up her house, but the foolish pluck it down with her hands. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 1. That's what's happening. These women get empowered. They divorce their husbands. They take the children. They destroy their own families. Okay. They dog the man to the children. Now the children hate the father. Then we got single women just dissing men and just using them for their resources and attention. This is tearing down the family. People can't get married. They can't. We got a whole movement called MGTOW. Well, men saying we going our own way. We ain't dealing with women. We not marrying them. We not having no girlfriends. They not living with us. We ain't dealing with them. This is tearing down the family, tearing down the house. But this is what the safety behind all this. Okay. He's destroying the family by using the woman to do it. Okay. And the men allowed it. They're the ones that let these laws pass. They didn't know any better. And the women don't know any better. They're just going with what they feel. And they feel they're supposed to have this because that's their nature. They have that fallen nature in them activated that says, I want to rule. You know, God told her that was going to happen to her. This is what you, how you going to feel. So she's going with how she feel. Yeah, I'm supposed to rule. Yeah, yeah. But they didn't read the last part of that scripture. Said he will rule over you. You see, it's not what you're supposed to be doing. The reason why you feel like you want to rule is because you got something wrong with you. It's forbidden. You have a lust. And that's how it's supposed to be diminished. So ladies, when you feel that, you got to say to yourself, wait a minute, I want to please God. I don't want to be in my flesh and living like that. Okay. The real enemy is Satan. Ladies, it ain't men. Men, it ain't women. A lot of guys in these MGTOW forums and stuff, they say the women, look, man, these women are just emotionally retarded right now. They go on with their emotions and they've been given so much power that they off the chain. Yes, they can make choices and they are making choices, the wrong choices. But at the same time, the enemy is Satan. OK, so men and women got to come together and say, look, the enemy is Satan. We're not going to let this divide us. OK, I'm going to change and be a better man, and ladies going to change to be a better woman. That's what we have to do. We can't be this warring against each other. It ain't about that. It's about Satan trying to destroy the family. All right. He's changing men into women and making women into men. You know, toxic masculinity, like I said, the new masculinity, which is an effeminate man. This is a war against nature, family, and everything that's good, that God made. Okay? You have to look at it like that. We really are in the matrix. That's why they call it the red pill. There's a sector of men who say, I got the red pill, meaning that they realize that the whole society is flipped over and you're in the matrix, really. You're in a sleep thing. You thinking this is how you're supposed to live as a man, this is how you're supposed to be. Just like in the book, the movie, The Matrix. And so they saying, I took the red pill. I woke up. They realize they're in a gynocentric society that's trying to tear down their masculinity and they won't let it happen to them. They say, I'm going to be a man and I'm not going to allow these forces that are against me to do this to me. So the red pill communities and MGTOW, they all have good information. But you have to be cautious because there's guys in there that their solutions to things are not correct. So you just go in there with some level of discernment, but the information is good. And it aligns with the Bible. And it's good information, especially for somebody who's about to get married. You'll probably find that the women in this country, they're not wife material at this point. You know, a lot of them have just been given over to Satan. They're not wives. They're too selfish. Wives were created for men. They were created to please and to focus on men, to put themselves aside. Just like men have been taught to put themselves aside for women, they actually supposed to put themselves aside for men, for their husbands. And it's flipped. We sitting up here focused on the women and making them our first priority, and it's completely flipped. And so these guys, if you watch some of this stuff, you'll find that a lot of them are talking about going overseas. They're talking about leaving the country. They're talking about virgins. Specifically, they say, look, we just dealing with virgins. You know, we realize that this is what we need. We can't deal with women who've had sex with 15 or more men. I can't lead her because she's had so many partners that her mind has been changed for all those different men. That's what sex does to women. So I'm not going to read my article about how gynocentric societies affect single women, but I'll post it on Facebook. I think I might even post it on my site for you to read for yourself. This goes into some details about how it affects women, but I don't want to make this too long because I'm trying to continue on in this series. So does God support a gynocentric society? No. He doesn't. This is not his will. It's supposed to be patriarchal. It's supposed to be men-led, with women supporting the men. And you got healthy families coming all out of that. That's how it's supposed to be. Okay. So ladies, if you siding with this stuff, you think this is great. Women are having all these rights now. And women got this and they got that and they get this. This is not good. This is not the way it's supposed to be. Okay. So till next time, walk in the spirit. Do not walk in your flesh. This message may be bothersome, but because ladies, the men are going their own way. They're leaving. And if you're a single woman and you still got this mindset of being equal and I'm going to dominate and I'm going to have a man, you ain't getting no man. You probably be by yourself. And if you do get one, you ain't going to like him. Because deep down, he's not a man. He's acting like you. And you won't be happy in that marriage. You know, so change your minds, ladies. Change your minds. And men, change your minds. Okay? You are not on this earth to cater to women, to please them, to make them first, to put them on a pedestal. Okay? They're there to do that for you. You the king. They're here to serve you. I know that sounds like, oh, that's selfish, man. You sound like a pimp, man. No. That's what scripture teaches. Okay? They got you flipped and make you think that you're supposed to do that for them. They actually find joy in pleasuring and taking care of you. If they're in their right feminine spirit, if they would actually submit to it, because they were built for that. They were built to serve. And they get joy out of service to men. Okay? And you're supposed to receive that. You're supposed to be looking for that, not looking to serve them. So this is what scripture says, okay? We got it backwards. We've been taught wrong. Our whole lives we've been doing stuff. That's why it's failed for a lot of us. Are not satisfied. A lot of us are frustrated. Why? Because we backwards. We've been programmed to go against our own biology. So walk in the spirit, y'all. Study the scripture. Ask God how you can be a man. Tell him how can I be a man, God? Strengthen me to be a man. Ladies, tell God, strengthen me to be a woman. I don't want to be masculine. I want to be feminine. Lord, make me feminine. Men say, I don't want to be feminine. Make me masculine again. Okay? We'll be talking more about this later on. But until next time, walk in the spirit and be blessed.